Here's today's good news-ish, no sweat news.
As we head towards more of the normal no sweat news, well, let's be honest, we're heading out of the glowy, hey, we're all in this together, good times.
Well, no, it's still good news.
Okay.
Today we're brought to you by Dell, supporting Small Business Month with savings of 45% on computers with Intel Core processors. Although it's a little bit all for yourself. Dateline, Iowa, what's more valuable than money these days? Well, a 39-year-old guy in Iowa broke into a bank on Tuesday after hours and stole only the hand sanitizer. You see what I mean?
It's
kind of no sweat news-ish.
It's good that he wants to say, he has good sanitation habits.
He does.
That's good.
Part of what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
It happened in Sioux City, Iowa. The guy's named Mark Gray. See, he hit three local businesses. First was the bank, where he stole the hand sanitizer.
Oh, my.
And then he broke into the counseling center nearby. Didn't find anything there because there's not a lot of cash or hand sanitizer
there. Fair enough.
Most therapists I know are doing, FaceTime stuff.
Yeah.
And then he smashed the front window of a pizza place. Now, that could be a high-cash business, but basically they empty all the drawers when they leave for the day. So.
Oh, okay.
But that's where the cops caught up to him, and he did still have the hand sanitizer from the bank in his possession.
No, there are other places you can get it, like Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Rite Aid.
Sure. A bank is a daytime thing. They usually lock up the important stuff when they leave for the day, and, the important stuff is, like, the money.
Money, cash.
They have safes for that, but... Apparently, they didn't lock up the hand sanitizer, and the lure was just too much to resist.
I mean, if times keep going like this, they're going to be putting the hand sanitizer in a safe at some point.
Yeah, I know.
It's getting nuts.
Now, what about this? Dateline Brazil for story number two. Brazil is the, after us, the second worst coronavirus hotspot in the world.
Oh.
And the mayor of the town of Itaje is also a physician. And that's why some people have been listening to him about the massive coronavirus problem in Brazil. Except this mayor / physician, one of his coronavirus treatment plans has raised eyebrows.
What are we talking about here?
His suggestion for patients... Rectal ozone treatment.
Excuse me? What was that first part of the phrase?
Did you raise your eyebrows?
Or yeah.
Was a different body part raised?
Mayor
Valone Mastroni says that by blowing oxygen into a COVID patient's lower colon, it can remove inflammation and kills pathogens and bacteria and viruses. And
this is just a practical joke.
No.
That this person is. He's serious about this.
Serious TV news broadcast.
Oh, my Lord.
They literally blow. Isn't that interesting? Well, I've heard of blowing out your.
Yeah.
But not blow it in.
Or someone gets their smoke blown in there.
They're going to blow smoke right up your. Rectal ozone. Nearly killed him. Rectal ozone treatments.
That sounds like the name of a good 80s metal band. Rectal ozone treatment. with their album. We're rocking 24/7. Right. Something like that.
And their new album, Smell the Glove.
Wear the Mask. Rectal ozone treatments. Brand new EP. Hitting stores.
According to the research done at the No Sweat News Desk, rectal ozone treatments have no proven effectiveness against the new coronavirus.
Well, wonderful.
They will make you fart, though. Now, Dateline South Carolina, let's move away from all that nonsense.
Please. It's getting gross.
Thank you. Dateline South Carolina, where an 8-year-old kid is out there in his neighborhood doing free yard work for people because he says, quote, without people helping each other, it would be chaos.
He's absolutely right.
Grayson Winfield of Conway, South Carolina, smart. You are making my day, little man.
He's smart.
His folks say he got the idea for his organization back in spring, so he started raising money to buy gift cards for people he thought needed help. Right. And now that has turned into doing yard work for the elderly, disabled, veterans, first responders, and single moms. His organization is called Helping Footprint, and here the little man is.
That doesn't matter how old you are, and doesn't matter how you are, you can still do stuff the way that other people do. People need services when other people won't do it, because it's the right thing to do when people are in need.
I just hope that people see that they can make a difference. You know, he's 8 years old, and he's out making the difference.
Nobody helped each other. It means that everything would be in chaos because there wouldn't be anybody helping.
So there it is.
That kid is fantastic.
Grayson Winfield of Conway, South Carolina. He is in the good news.
He is. Well, that's a little hero.
No sweat news.
That's a little hero in the making right there.
Helping Footprint. That's his little
thing. God bless him.
Right? All right, tomorrow, here's what we're going to do. The good news, no sweat news quiz. What we do is we read four stories on the air. Three were part of our No Sweat News feature this week at this time. And then one of the stories I'm going to make up a little after 4:20. If you spot the phony, you got a great shot at winning a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and one of those awesome Rat Radio bandanas.
Okay.
Maybe two. Maybe I'll throw an extra in for you because, you know, that's how we work here in the morning.
Good for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.